Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to go over some quotes from his book that have been properly vetted, documented historical quotes, confirmed by the Supreme Court and others. No more national debt, Bill Stills got them. And he breaks down an alternative system to what the Federal Reserve is doing. It's all food for thought, just getting people thinking about alternatives and having that debate is half the battle. We're going to start taking your phone calls for Bill Still. Be with us till 20 after, and then Wayne Mattson joins us in studio for the balance of the hour. I have some other important news coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Tyrese in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Mr. Still. Alex, I had a couple of things for you. I guess I'll start first with Mr. Still. If you can explain to me how I would approach the expectations I should place on my representatives and how we should combat this issue with our budget and the monetary things going on. What type of expectations should we be having on our local officials?
If you don't take the money power away from these private banks, nothing will fix anything, and it's designed to reduce us down to total slaves so they can have us as paupers they control by debt. Sorry, Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And all you have to do is read William Jennings Bryan, 1896, Cross of Gold speech, and that's exactly what he says. Unless you fix the money power, no other reforms are possible. So, you know, what they're doing is they're trying to cut $38 billion out of a budget when, in fact, they're still going to go $1.4 trillion into the hole again this year. So that's not a fix. They can't possibly cut the budget enough, even if they start slashing at Medicare and Social Security, because the interest is compounding. You cannot fix this in any way other than by getting out of the Federal Reserve box, getting out of the debt money system, getting into a system where our money is issued in the public interest without debt. That's the only fix.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. And second, Alex, this is for you. I know a big part of our problem as far as trying to get these changes in our government is this unified front that we don't have. And I'd like to share with you, if you allow me, what I've done on my part to try to fix this.
Sure, tell us.
Connected. I actually built an iPhone application, and it's called Patriot Eye. And it's in the App Store, and I would like for you to look for it and give me your comments on it. And I guess I'll take your response to that off air. Thanks a lot.
Is it called Patriot Eyes?
Patriot Eyes. That's correct.
All right, I'll check it out. Thank you so much, sir. Survival Doc in Missouri. You're on the air with Bill Still.
Hello, Alex. First time caller, long time listener. I have a point of disagreement with Bill Still. I agree with most of what he says. I don't agree that we should go back to another fiat monetary system, because if you look at history, every time a government has been given the ability to create unlimited amounts of money, they have used that through inflation to tax.
You're right, but in Christ's time, and in the Roman times, they can manipulate metal coins as well. That's the problem. Anything can be manipulated. I mean, is that your question or comment for Bill?
Well, yes, but I think it's a lot harder to manipulate gold and silver because they can't be created, and paper money can be created so easily. And I just don't think we can trust government to monitor that.
That's a great point, Bill. What do you say to that?
I understand the point, and that is the basic point of this thing. Can we trust government with the greatest power? And so my question to you is, and of course you said the wrong thing. You said that government's never been able to control the quantity. That's just flat wrong. But if my question to you is, if we're not going to give this the greatest power of a sovereign nation to the government, then who are you going to give it to? There's only one alternative. You can't just let it go to the void. That's what Hamilton told Washington. And so thereby the Bank of England jumped in, started creating money, and started creating...
I'll tell you what,
debt.
Survival Doc, Bill Still, stay there. Noel, Kyle, you're coming up. We got some of these bona fide quotes as well for you. Stay with us, Bill Still.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, and arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, if you just joined us, monetary researcher, filmmaker, author Bill Still interviewed Milton Friedman, you name it, for the books and videos he's put together, done a lot of deep research. He believes government should do what Lincoln did, and basically the government should create interest-free money for its own operations, and that we should have free market banks that have reasonable interest but are there to basically supply the economy with credit, and at the same time not allow fractional reserve banking, where, as Obama has said, they're not going 8 to 1 or 10 to 1 for every dollar in the bank. Now it's 300 to 1, 400 to 1, 500 to 1. That's not even counting the derivatives, another form of financial instrument. So think of the unfair trade advantage that gives them. They're getting 300, 400 to 1 free money. We're paying interest. No way to compete. It's the greatest form of discrimination. We all tend to think of discrimination as black versus white, or north versus south, or man against woman, or things like this. But real discrimination is economic inequity. That's really the system. Now, survival doc, you were saying that you disagree with Bill Still and saying that financial fiat has never worked. Governments can't be trusted. And I kind of agree with you if we talk about Rome or the U.S. or other systems. But there have been smaller cities, islands that have done it successfully for hundreds of years. And I thought that's where Bill was going. I talked to him during the break. That is where he's going. But overall, Bill, I think that Survival Doc, the caller from Missouri, does have a point. History is full of wreckage of governments that have issued their own currencies, but generally they allow the money power to come in and manage it, correct?
Well, that's true, but I mean, there have been outbreaks throughout history outside of the United States. The United States is the greatest example of fighting for the money power that's ever existed in the history of the world because we are the freest nation. That's the two go hand in hand. But smaller nations have done this successfully. For example, Guernsey off the coast of France, it's actually a British protectorate, found during the middle 1800s themselves in a horrible condition, and that is they had a very small economy, and yet their dikes were breaking down, the seawall was breaking down, they needed a new market. And so theirs is a great microcosm of what we should be doing, and that is they agreed to just issue a Guernsey pound note and issue enough of them to do the repairs they wanted. And so what all the citizens were basically agreeing is, yeah, there's going to be more money in circulation, and so that means that there's going to be more pressure to buy goods, so the price of goods will naturally go up. So they were all agreeing to suffer the inflation equally for the common good. Then once these edifices were built, the central market and the seawalls repaired, then they could tax whatever extra money there was in the system out of existence again. And thereby it was perfectly equal and equitable. The money was being created without debt in the public interest. And on the bigger scale, that's what we need to go to in this country.
Guernsey's European. Is it a British isle?
It's a British isle, but it's very close to the coast of France.
But it's its own little country, isn't it?
It's not a country. I believe it would be called a protectorate under the American system. I don't know exactly what it's called under the British.
But it's got its own government.
Yeah, it's got its own government, and if you go on the Guernsey website, which you can Google right now, you'll see that even though they still produce their own debt-free government-issued money, they control the quantity quite closely. They try to create this steady-state economy, and that's why they're so successful. That's why they only have a 20% income tax, and they have one of the highest standards of living in Europe.
Wow. Yeah, no, I've read quite a bit about Guernsey. Any other points, Survival Doc?
Well, yes, just one other, and that is, I think that the value and quantity of money can be controlled without bankers and governments, and that's by allowing the free market to operate. And I believe that's the opinion of Ron Paul.
The Austrian economists love to talk about the free market. But you know what? We've had a pretty free market the last 10 years. How's that been working out for us? Not so good. There is no free market.
But it's had government backing. That's how, I mean, if the banksters wanted to engage in this fraud and rip people off, that's their civil issue. It's that pirate market with government backing that's allowed all this, Bill.
If you just say we're going to leave it to the free market, then for sure the rich guys club of the world are going to control it because they control the so-called free market. There's no free market on the Dow Jones, the stock exchange. It's just a bunch of high-frequency computers trading with each other. There is absolutely no free market. If we had a free market, then we'd be in good shape, but we don't.
All right, Survival Doc, good questions. I want to go through some quotes and then hurry through some more calls for Bill Still with his amazing book, No More National Debt. Bill has a really good perspective, well-researched, and I think it's well worth looking at. But unfortunately, most Americans are still not even having this discussion. And it's this discussion that needs to be had so that we're informed on monetary issues, or no matter what road we go down, it's going to be corrupted. Correct, Bill?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And, you know, one of the most interesting periods that I've never been into before that I get into in the book is during the crash of the 1930s. For example, there was a British professor who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1921 by the name of Frederick Soddy. And he got interested in monetary matters, and he just makes some fantastic quotes, which is this the appropriate time to get into some of
them? Yeah, hit us.
Yeah, well, this is a Saudi quote, for example, in 1933. The fluctuations could be minimized if the government alone had the power to create money and created it in order to maintain a stable price level, which is just what I've been talking about. In order to achieve a government monopoly on the creation of money, it would be necessary to eliminate the money created by banks in the process of making loans. The growing bank failures of the early 30s provided by Knight and others at Chicago with the opportunity to reinstate and redefine the Saudi proposal. Then there's another one. There is something called the Program for Monetary Reform, which is put out in 1939 by Paul Douglas. He was professor of economics at University of Chicago, Irving Fisher of Yale, Frank Graham of Princeton, Earl Hamilton of Duke, Wilford King of NYU, and Charles Wittesley of Princeton. This plan was endorsed by 80% of the professors of economics during the Depression, the Great Depressionary period. And here's a quote out of this work. If they were so right on, it's just unbelievable. If the purpose of money and credit were to discourage the exchange of goods and services, to destroy periodically the wealth produced, to frustrate the and trip those who work and save, our present monetary system would seem to be a most effective instrument to that end. They're talking about the Federal Reserve System that was just passed 15 years earlier. They saw it exactly right. So then they talk about the nations that went off the gold standard, and they prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the nations that went off the gold standard earlier came out of the Depression sooner, and here was their quote, France was among the last to abandon gold, and she's still suffering from her mistake and waiting so long. So, this period of the 30s, there was the Chicago Plan and the Program for Monetary Reform. These guys saw it exactly right. And thereafter, the Fed system clamped down on professors of economics so that this outbreak of truth would never happen again.
Bill, continue with some more quotes.
Okay, here's another quote out of this Program for Monetary Reform. Our own monetary policy should be directed towards avoiding inflation as well as deflation and in attaining and maintaining as nearly as possible full production and employment. And that's exactly what we're talking about. All you have to do to have a successful economy is to control the quantity so that price levels stay steady. That's the whole purpose of economics. And don't you think that if that's all we have to do to fix this economy, don't you think we could find a half dozen or a handful of good people around the country who would be honest about this and just control the quantity of the U.S. issuing its own debt-free government money? I'll say it again, the last caller, believed the Ron Paul thing, that you have to leave it to the free market and back your money with gold or silver or some other form of commodity. And any time you back it with a commodity, as word got out that this bill
inflation
was coming to fruition, then people would buy up the commodity. So you're not really, it's in control of the rich guys.
Well, what if you went with silver, though? I mean, certainly we've had gold back and silver back currency before, and there were some manipulations that went on and some runs, and it was actually the Federal Reserve that used that unstable part of it as their pretext to sell the Federal Reserve Act.
Well, that was, of course, the theory of William Jennings Bryan in 1896, and the reason was his father was a greenbacker, so he knew greenbacks were the solution, but the Greenback Party had only gotten about 3% in the three previous presidential cycles. So he went with the silver-backed money because silver is being wildcatted from mines in the West, and so he figured, they wouldn't be able to control it so well. But remember back in the 70s when the Hunt brothers controlled the silver market right at the dawn of electronic trading? I tell some hilarious stories in here about that Hunt Brothers episode. So two guys.
Yeah, but that was them cornering it artificially. This is being driven by inflation now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you made silver the basis of money, the rich guys, in a blink of an eye, could buy it up through their high-frequency trading computers. You can't. Money has to be valueless in order to really be in the public interest.
Yeah, that goes back to the tally sticks and seashells.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I think this overall has been a very good discussion, and I'm still researching the Austrian school. I'm researching the schools that you follow, and I know that any alternative to the private banking hegemony that we have now is a change of pace, and it will take the power structure some time to reorganize around the new system. And I get calls on both sides off air angry every time I have Ron Paul on about monetary issues, or I have you on or others saying, why am I giving out different views? And it's because it's a college of ideas. Your book's available at InfoWars.com. Everybody should get it. It's No More National Debt by Bill Still. And get it and read it and decide for yourself. It's also an interactive book. And you know what? Stay there, Bill. I've got Wayne Madsen coming in, but I want to talk to you 1 minute on the other side.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
All right, Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, has been here since yesterday morning, and he has been in there in one of the little office cubicles just banging away, researching, making phone calls, doing interviews. We've got a bunch of breaking news with the Obama Providence issue, where he really came from. Big USA Today poll, only 38% believe he was definitely born here. 62 and growing, that's almost two-thirds, really are having questions. We've got some big NSA developments. Of course, Wayne formerly worked with the NSA, so that's coming up as well. Finishing up with Bill Still, and I'll try to cram in these callers later after Bill leaves. I'm sorry, but we've got to get Madsen in here. I could talk to Bill for 100 hours and Wayne for 100 hours as well. The Secret of Oz is a great DVD documentary breaking this down. Also, The Money Masters, also made by Mr. Still. It's basically my favorite. It's 3+ hours, 2 disc, discounted at Infowars.com. And his new book, No More National Debt. You call this the world's first interactive book. We were talking during the break. You were saying this was always household discussion, monetary issues, even in blue collar. You know, people on wagon trains were discussing this hundreds of years ago and right up until 1913. And it's when we forgot about this that the banksters were able to run wild. Bill Still, why do folks need to get No More National Debt?
Well, we've got to make this a household issue again. The household issue that has to be on the forefront of every federal election from now on has to be the quantity of money. How much money is there in the system? And of course, we can't control that as long as the bankers have control of that. We can only control that if you bring that money power back into Congress and then have an oversight committee who actually controls the issuance of that money from elected state representatives. Now, as far as the hyperscans, this is the first hyperscan-enabled
printed book ever. There's almost 100 hyperscans in there. It allows me to link. It allows me to cut the book size in half, essentially, because I can link to supplemental videos. I can show the actual PDF of the original Federal Reserve Act, all by just initializing a free app that goes on your smartphone, or you can type the URL into your desktop computer, so desktop computers won't be left out too.
So it's got a mega expanded bibliography, basically.
Well, it's not just a bibliography. It allows me to update the information. For example, it allows people to interact. Where this fake quote issue is big, and so I want to interact with people who have different information on the fake quotes, and it allows people to interact with me, and so we can improve that as well. It's truly interactive. It's the first book with it. 2 years from now, every book that's printed will have hyperscan QR codes in it, but it was just a fan of The Secret of Oz who holds a patent, and he said, look, I'm going to give it to you. Here it is.
All right, Bill Still, the book is available at Infowars.com. So are the DVD films. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, shifting gears now to our next guest in studio. Again, we don't normally have guests 2 days in a row. Webster Griffin Tarpley will be in studio Friday being interviewed here. Dr. Bob Bowman will be in studio here on Friday because he's coming to town to be interviewed and also to give a speech. So big show coming up on Friday. We have some other surprise guests on Wednesday and Thursday coming up. Wayne Madsen, Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, written for some of the biggest publications in the country, The American Conservative, The Progressive, Counterpunch, guest on Fox, CNN, RT. And he, of course, worked in anti-submarine naval warfare. And he also worked with the National Security Agency, the Naval Data Automated Command. And he was one of the senior fellow members of the Electronic Privacy Information Center. We're about to go to break, but recently he was given through high-level sources threats from the White House to quit looking into Obama's birth certificate and CIA past. And he was just a guest on one of our sister stations in Dallas, KHVN 97 FM. We're on KKGM 1630 up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And the station said they called the White House to get a quote about the threats you were getting. I bet the mafia up there doesn't like that.
Well, they got somebody from the White House who said he was aware of the story, said, put it in an email to us. And, of course, they never heard back by airtime, the station. They didn't return the call. Now, this is a black gospel station. Is this how Obama's treating a group of folks that he considers to be his base? I think it goes with the arrogance of Barack Obama and his administration.
Obama, we had the head of the Small Business League on, hundreds of thousands of members. Obama got rid, effectively, of the Black Small Business Assistance Fund.
I'm not surprised. And now we know today it's being reported that he's not delivered any of his promises to deal with the joblessness amongst the African-American population in this country.
It's amazing. Give us a, there have been some new developments. We've got about 15 seconds. What's coming up after the break?
Well, we know that the Justice Department has just dropped the criminal investigation of Thomas Tam, who was the guy who released the info about the Stellar Wind illegal NSA wiretapping program.
All right, and there's some more on Obama's birth certificate. We'll break it all down with Wayne Matz on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Wayne Madsen out of D.C. right now, basically preparing to go on the lam away from his would-be assassins. He's a serious reporter, folks. I mean, he's one that got me Palfrey on the show before they killed her. And I could tell you that she was in danger at the time, and she wouldn't even publicly admit to it. These people don't play games. We're going back to Wayne here in a moment. First, I'm going to tell you about a few of the things we've got cooking in the InfoWar. The video we posted last night's going mega viral, Secrets of the Royal Wedding Exposed. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in a detailed article written by Steve Watson. And if you go to InfoWars.com, you can see the headline in Steve Watson's article, Modern British Royalty Eugenicist, that means population reducers, Nazis and Neo-Feudalists. Very important article ahead of this royal wedding that's trying to train us to worship these hereditary dictators. And the video, I only plug this once. The problem is with these Google bombs, if I don't plug them every hour and really push it, they fail. I barely plugged it in the first hour. Please, folks, Google this term. Google it over and over again. Hit enter, 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 enter. Royal Wedding Exposed. Three words. Put it in the Google search box. Make it number one. Believe me, they're going to hate this. This will be a big history lesson for a lot of dumbed-down people that are going to have their own parties in the U.S. worshiping the hereditary thugs. Royal Wedding Exposed. Put it in the search engine over and over again, and please get the video, Secrets of the Royal Wedding Exposed, and get it out to all of the mind-numb people that you know. We're going back to Wayne here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality, longest continually operating company, non-GMO, non-hybrid. I've got storable, high-quality foods last more than 10 years from these folks. And they're very inexpensive compared to their competition because they're the biggest, all right here in the U.S. produced, all fresh. In dangerous times like these, you need the insurance policy of storable food, firearms, water filters. It's a good thing to have as an emergency backup. It's insurance you can eat. eFoodsDirect.com. Don't procrastinate. Or 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Or check out their banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And in closing, speaking of water filtration, I want to tell you about PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters, tabletops, water bottles, you name it. And all their filters are made in the USA. Sorry, globalist. We know you don't like it. Made in the USA. Check out their banners at InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. PureWaterFreedom.com. For the next 25 minutes, Wayne Madsen, day two, in studio with us. I'm going to go to an interview for an upcoming film with him after this. Great to have you here. And you're in your Sunday dress, so we're honored. Wayne, you were getting into new developments on the Social Security number, on his college records. Big this new poll out, upwards of two-thirds don't think he was born in this country because these the public finally is learning not to trust government.
Well, we have there's a couple new developments. One is from a Hawaii state senator, Sam Sloan. Says he knew the Obama's grandparents in Hawaii, and he's stating that he feels that Obama was born in Hawaii, but that if the birth certificate is exposed, it may reveal that Barack Obama Sr. is not the actual father.
That's right. He's gone public. That's all over the Honolulu and Hawaiian papers.
Yeah, it's all over the place. And is this the reason why? I do know that the White House likes to divert people to the birth certificate, but they won't produce the actual certificate. They say, no, it's a certificate of live birth. Is there something in the actual original birth certificate that they're saying, okay, well, the birth certificate's real, but you can't see? It may not be the fact that he...
Exactly. They're hiding something in the past.
I believe he was born in Hawaii. The state senator says he believes he was born in Hawaii. He certainly knew the grandparents. He probably knew them well enough to know that Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. And now we have this issue with the Social Security number that was issued to President Obama. It was not a Hawaii-issued Social Security number. It was issued in the state of Connecticut. This is the Social Security number he used on his Selective Service Registration form. He used it on other forms. And it's 042XX, because of privacy, we don't know, 442. It was previously held by an individual who died in 1890, and had died, and the number was reissued in the state of Connecticut to President Obama in the late 90s.
President Sotero.
President Sotero, Sabarca, you know, whatever. I think there's other avenues that have not been looked at.
What we know is his records are being covered up like nothing we've ever seen. We know he gave up citizenship to be Indonesian. We know they've been covering things up. And so, yes, they'd love to say, ah, ha, ha, birth certificate. And then his wife gives all these speeches years ago about he went back to his home country of Kenya.
what do you think's going on here?
Obama said he was going to run the most transparent administration in the history of the country. Even on his own background, he's been totally opaque. He has not been transparent. He's not been transparent on other issues as well. But if he can't be transparent on his own background, how can we expect him to be forthcoming on other issues having to do with the economy, the intelligence community, surveillance programs, and everything?
What does your gut tell you? I mean, you think he was born in Hawaii?
I believe he was born in Hawaii, but I do believe that he may have opted for an Indonesian passport because Lolo Santoro adopted him. We also know...
We know he changed his name.
Right, and he changed his name. We also know that Lolo Santoro adopted another little girl at the time who was about the same age as Obama. She claimed that she was Obama's stepsister, but this other stepsister of Obama, Ing Satoru or Satoru Ing, says, oh, that woman was a charlatan. She was not adopted.
And there was a tranny nanny. I mean, this is a weird group.
Well, and this supposed half sister died a couple years ago. We don't know what she died of. Obviously, it was an old age because she's the same age as Obama. Then we have the nanny tranny that raised Obama in Jakarta, who went by the name Turdy. That individual apparently is still alive. But when that information came out in a movie made in Indonesia last year, there was this like pushback against the producers of the film saying, oh, this was a fictional character. There was no such transsexual nanny. But now we know that there was a transsexual nanny. So almost at every turn, we find out that the Obama administration and he is not forthcoming in something he should know totally about, his own background.
More and more it becomes clear they put Obama in knowing he had all this baggage, knowing that they could blackmail him and control him, but also as a way to claim it was hope and change, but as a way to create division amongst the American people so we would fight with each other instead of going after the private Federal Reserve.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking at the streets in Washington now, I can say something about his hope. There is a lot more people out on the streets asking for change. I've never seen so many homeless people. Even when Reagan turned them out of the mental institutions when he cut back funding, and we had all the homelessness when Mitch Snyder was big with his movement in the 1980s, it was nothing compared because what we're seeing now in Washington are homeless couples. People in their 50s and 60s are out on the street.
And remember all those people at his event saying, thank you, Mr. President, right after he got elected. I'm not going to pay for my car, my house anymore. And he played along with it. They really thought that Ben Bernanke was going to helicopter money to them, or that parachutes, you know, with Volkswagen Beetles were going to come out of the sky.
Well, I don't think he has any affinity for the people who are hurting in this country. As a matter of fact, let's go back to the OA campaign, and he said something that Hillary could have used as a campaign issue but didn't. He said, when they were talking about the price of food was going up, when the price of gas was going up, he said, yes, Michelle and I noticed that the price of arugula was very high. Now, who eats arugula in South Chicago except for that tiny community in Hyde Park around the University of Chicago? Hillary didn't use it, but that was almost George Bush and the store scanner moment. It showed that he was totally Obama out of touch with society. Arugula? I mean, people in South Chicago can't afford arugula even if they knew what it was.
Yeah, they're eating rice and beans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And now many people can't eat even the staples anymore because the price of food is skyrocketing.
And meanwhile, Geithner comes out today and says we have a strong dollar and strong dollar policy when they know their policy of monetization of debt is causing it to be devalued.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, again, this gets back, you know, Timothy Geithner's father, Peter Geithner, was Obama's mother's boss at the Ford Foundation. She spent a lot of time in New York. We don't know what she was doing in New York, but she was there at a time when the Ford Foundation was laundering a lot of money for the CIA for various programs. We do know that Obama's mother spoke Javanese. And we know that when she was in New York, there was an attempt to assassinate the president of Suriname, who's back in as president. And Obama has already signaled he won't have anything to do with this guy. Again, does he hold these grudges like he might hold against Gaddafi? Was his mother involved in the attempt by the CIA to oust Desi Bouterse in Suriname in 1986? She was in New York working for Ford, spoke Javanese. She would have been a hot commodity for the CIA in that year.
And yesterday you went through the incredible intelligence agency connections of his entire family.
Oh, there's more there than meets the eye. I was recently told that we know that President Obama's mother was in Pakistan. She was in Indonesia. She traveled to the Philippines with the Asian Development Bank and the other fronts that she worked for. But she was also in the country of Ghana in the mid 1980s. What was she doing there? Obama hasn't said anything about her time in Ghana. But we know that in 1987, when she was supposedly in Ghana, the country to the north, their president was assassinated in a CIA coup. Thomas Sankara, who was really the Hugo Chavez of Africa, he said, "We're gonna pull out of the World Bank. We're gonna pull out of the IMF. We're tired of these Western banks telling us what to do." And he was assassinated. Mommy dearest seemed to have been in an awful lot of places where the CIA was conducting activities, and she seemed to have the credentials to be in those places. And then they try to say she was some hippie flower child, you know, just a free spirit and trying to help poor people get microloans. I'm not buying it. I think the evidence speaks for itself.
We got a little bit into it, but do you want to say anything more about this new leaker case that you were just mentioning?
Yes. Tom Tam was a Justice Department prosecutor whose father was a career FBI agent, worked under J. Edgar Hoover. He was the person who leaked the information about this illegal Stellar Wind. Remember, Stellar Wind was itself a classified term. A handful of people in the Bush administration knew about it. He leaked the information, and they stormed into his home with a SWAT team, took his kids' computers, took their Christmas card mailing list. Well, the Justice Department just dropped its investigation of Tom Tam. But again, how does he get his reputation back? Who's going to pay for his legal expenses?
But you're supposed to leak information if it's illegal.
Absolutely.
National security doesn't protect crime.
Well, we have Tom Drake, who leaked information about massive corruption in contracts at the National Security Agency. His trial starts in Baltimore very soon. He's being charged under the Espionage Act of 1917. Four people in the history of this country have been charged with that. Well, if they're dropping the charges against Tom Tam, why aren't they dropping the charges against Tom Drake? And while they're at it, they can drop the charges against Bradley Manning, because there is no way he could have made off with over a quarter million cables on a Lady Gaga CD. That is just a made-up story, in my opinion. It didn't happen. But Obama, like Nixon with Charles Manson, said, oh, he's guilty. He committed a crime.
Well, it boggles the mind how they've been torturing Bradley Manning, you know, naked in a freezing cell, when obviously a private isn't going to have three decades of secret cables from multiple different agencies. The Army doesn't have that. Bottom line, what do you think, WikiLeaks? Because they put out some good info, but some stuff that makes it look like kind of a Soros operation. You worked with the NSA. You've worked as a journalist at all different levels. What's the word in D.C.? What is WikiLeaks?
It's a classic good cop, bad cop type thing. It's so much information has been released. The newspapers, the corporate papers went ahead and redacted some of these cables after they consulted with the State Department. If you're going to do that, there's always a chance that these cables have been manipulated, altered in some respect. We know the history of the Bush administration with altering intelligence, you know, yellow cake, uranium from Niger, and major politicians taking money from Saddam Hussein for the oil for food program, and these documents that were supposedly found in the rubble in Baghdad had been doctored with whiteout. I mean, not even a good job at doing it. So we know their history of these neocons. I suspect that the cables that were released about Tunisia, Egypt, Syria, Yemen, Pakistan, other countries have probably been highly altered bring pressure to bear on these governments to...
Well, it's admitted the State Department's trying to destabilize the Middle East.
Right. And then we have some information that comes out about one Al-Qaeda guy was an MI6 operative. Well, you got to put the good stuff in there to make the other leaks look...
Well, that's what I was about to bring up. AP, Reuters, Sky Television, all reporting Al-Qaeda bomber worked for UK intelligence. And they go and admit the documents are real and that he was a British intel guy out commanding Al-Qaeda forces. Same story with the 7/7 bombing with a SWAT. Same story with Anwar al-Awlaki running the underwear bombing of the Times Square. I mean, why would Fox News be given a Pentagon document and then the Pentagon go, yeah, that's true. Are they almost inoculating this in case it comes out later that I mean, bin Laden literally is a hand puppet for the globalists?
Well, they may be, or they may be, it may be like a straw man they're putting out there to get it out there so they can control the reaction rather than have a
leak. That's what I meant, titrate the dose.
I think so. And look, we got to go back to what the former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook said, that Al-Qaeda was nothing more than a CIA database. It meant the base. It meant a database of all these Arabs, Egyptians, Saudis that were used in the war against the Soviet Union, and he died suddenly of a heart attack after making these revelations. Robin Cook, as foreign secretary, was also in charge of MI6, and he was in charge of the British NSA, the GCHQ. He would have known this.
Why did Dr. David Kelly, the head inspector, go public and say, they've told me they're going to kill me and put me in the woods, and they did it? Why would the former head of the MI6, why did he go public? I mean, they've got know what's going to happen to him.
I think Robin Cook realized what a treasonous person Tony Blair was. He resigned from the Blair government, and then he went public.
Yeah, the word is he was mad about him murdering Kelly.
Right, and the word is we had a leak of information about spying on the UN from a GCHQ person named Catherine Gunn, and they never prosecuted her because the word is that people like Robin Cook and Claire Short, who also resigned from the Blair administration, probably encouraged that leak to just point out that Tony Blair was just a lying, deceptive...
Well, the word is he was the same as Obama. He kept tabs on the leftist in college for MI5.
Oh, absolutely. And Tony Blair, look, the minute Clinton leaves office, he's running over here to hug George W. Bush. The guy's a total chameleon. But people like...
By the way, they're talking about him for EU president or Schwarzenegger, which is perfect because it's an unelected position. So we'll talk about that with Wayne Madsen when we come back on a little bit into overdrive.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
WikiLeaks is also reporting in the Telegraph's, I got a report out today that, oh, they're radicalizing people in London Mosque. That's what the Guantanamo torture shows. Actually, what it shows is that they torture people there for 2, 3, 4, 5 years and then release them, and they end up being the commanders of the rebel forces in places like Libya. And from our Bilderberg sources, through Jim Tucker, that have proven to be very accurate, they were beside themselves at a trilateral commission meeting last week. That first the Stanford Review tried to deny he was at that meeting, and then they had to correct. Well, I guess he was at a trilateral meeting in that neighborhood. Okay, but still, you know, this Alex Jones report isn't true. But to make a long story short, the globalists are hopping mad that the LA Times and others reported that indeed Al-Qaeda is the main force of the, quote, good guys in Libya. I mean, how much more obvious does this have to get, Wayne?
I mean, we have so much ample evidence that Al-Qaeda is just basically has been run by the CIA and its affiliate agencies around the world, Australia, Britain, other countries. I don't know how much more evidence people need to know that this is a fake organization. It was created for the whole purpose of bringing about, amongst other things, the Patriot Act here and similar acts and laws in other countries. The mere fact that we have to travel like we do now. When I left Reagan yesterday, I had to go through the millimeter wave detection, and I never take my wallet out. And the guy says, "What's in your pocket?" I said, "My wallet." He says, "Give me that wallet." You know, well, you know, I'm not used to giving.
It's all prisoner training. Line up. Give me that.
Exactly. And then they insisted on wanding my hands and checking it in some machine. And you know, and he says, "Okay, you can go now."
Huh? It's training you that you're bad. You're a prisoner. It's taking normal, law-abiding people and giving us prisoner training.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember when you didn't have to go through a magnetometer when you went to the airport. You could go to your plane, you know, with 15 minutes to spare.
And you got a better chance of being killed by a honeybee. I pulled up the numbers than by an Al-Qaeda terrorist. I mean, since when do they... I mean, even if you don't think the government's behind the terror, folks, and they're behind almost all of it, there is some real organic. The way they, ooh, it's going to get you. Oh, man. Oh, it's so scary. Don't worry. We're going to take all your rights away and launch a bunch of wars and make trillions of bucks. And then we get the internal MIAC Homeland Security reports. It's all about landowners, gun owners, anti-war, libertarian, Ron Paul groups. This is all about the American people.
Well, remember, they instituted airport checks because of the planes being hijacked to Cuba. And what were we exposed to? Oh, these people are hijacking planes to Cuba because they're all in bed with Fidel Castro. But Castro, planned the whole operation. That sounds like that. Even those original hijackings may have...
Well, now it's come out, even in that... it's the documentary about the Munich Olympics. I forget the name. It's One Day in September. It has Michael Douglas as the voiceover. And at the end, they have the head of German intelligence from the time go ahead and admit they staged it. And he goes on and admits that they staged fake hijackings after it. Like, it's cute. But still, the terrorists are going to get you, but it was staged.
Well, we know.
It gets worse. We know some of the hijackings and bombings blamed on Fidel were actually carried out by the CIA. They were fake.
Right, right. And we know from French intelligence and British intelligence sources that the hijacking of the Air France plane to Uganda, the Entebbe. Remember, raid on Entebbe was conducted by the Mossad to make the Palestinians look bad because the French were talking about maybe making some deal with the Palestinians.
And by the way, this is not our opinion. I mean, I go see a movie 10 years ago that got a best documentary of that year, and they just admit at the end it was all staged. It was weird.
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost like we are truly living in the Matrix. Some of us have taken the red pill, but many of us opted for the blue pill, but really should take the red pill so they know how deep the rabbit hole really goes.
Absolutely. The Google search term, when we come back in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
visit GCNLive.com today.